Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. A mummified Iceman found 35 years ago in the Italian Alps continues to talk to us from the dead.
Named Itzi by scientists, the 5,000-year-old man lived during the Copper Age and most likely died from an arrow wound. Now scientists are examining the bacteria in his stomach to learn about the movement of ancient peoples.
The bacterium is Helicobacter pylori, or H. pylori, and it's found in two-thirds of humans. By analyzing the genetic information of the bacteria, we gain insight into how people migrated and intermingled.
Scientists were able to isolate Itzi's H. pylori DNA despite the challenge of separating it from all his other DNA, as well as the microbes that infiltrated as his body laid in the ice and dirt.
Itzi's H. pylori should have matched the strain found in today's Europeans, which is a combination of the African and Asian strains. But his was nearly purely Asian, with just 7% African.
This suggests the two strains didn't come together in Europe until well after the Copper Age. Though it's unclear who eventually carried the bacterium from Africa into Europe, it may have arrived through the Middle East with farmers who brought the agricultural revolution with them.
That would be much later than the original estimate of 9,000 years ago. Scientists will still need to sequence many more ancient remains to confirm their hunches.
We do know that Itzi's H. pylori caused him an infection that can create stomach ulcers. Some of these ulcers can cause cancer, and now we know this may have made ancient peoples sick.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.